Thank you so much. Good evening. This is the PNB Governance Continuation Meeting from May 27th, and today is Wednesday, June 17th. Does any Eileen, you want to take the role, or should I take it?
I can take it because I've got it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Michael Adler. Susan De Silva.
Here.
William Neal Reagan.
Present.
Okay. William's here. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Eileen Vossen. I am here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Nancy Saibara. Now we're coming.
Present.
Okay, good. You're back. Aki Tanaka wrote to say he wouldn't make it tonight. Beth von Gunten.
Yes, here.
Beth, is that how you like to say your name? Von Gunten?
Yeah. In person, I'm, Stacy.
Yeah. No, I meant your last name, just to get it.
Oh, von Gunten.
Not von Gunten.
But
von
just
Gunten.
For the record, the
okay.
Is small. It's been showing
just, please just
small.
Take the roll.
Okay.
We already started late.
Come on. Ted Weisskopf.
Here.
Michael White.
Here.
And Lou Wolf. Are you here? No. Carol Wolfley.
Here.
Okay, great. That's 9, 10 people out of.
Thank
13.
You for. We got quorum.
Okay.
I count so. 11. Counted 11?
Sorry?
I said I counted 11, but let's,
okay,
whatever, it's a quorum anyway.
Yeah, it's quorum. We got.
Did you count yourself, Eileen?
I did. We're missing 3 out of 13.
So Lou Wolf and Akio Tanaka and Michael Adler are absent. Those 3 are absent.
Correct.
All right. So we have.
They can still show up. We'll see.
Right. Okay. I know Michael Adler had a death in his family, so I don't know if he's still grieving. It was last month.
Okay, let's not get into that, you know.
Eileen, please. Let me chair the meeting.
Go ahead.
All right, so we're on number 3. We're looking to see if anybody wants to volunteer to be secretary. Okay, well, I appreciate. Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Does somebody? No? Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you to Susan De Silva and Eileen for providing me notes. I'm struggling with getting the report together, but I will before the next meeting. All right, so the next thing is
chair?
Appointment of timekeepers. Yeah?
A chair? This is Nancy from KPFT. I would really like to reach out to the committee and about secretary work. I know Lawrence is a very capable person, but I think it's really good, if, even if it's just one time, if we take turns. Although I'm not volunteering now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like alternate months or something like that. I read something like that. That'd be fine,
no, we
too.
Don't have to.
Okay. So we have number 4, appointment of timekeepers. Anybody want to keep time for items? Okay. I'll try to do my
do
best
that.
On that.
Oh, I can.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you.
Items. Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Nancy.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
I read that the Pacifica National Board has given committees the opportunity to set time limits. We have not voted or debated whether
point
or not
of order.
To do so. So at this
hold
point,
point of order, that's a later point. On
yeah,
the
let him finish his point. I mean, go ahead, Ted.
Whatever.
My point of order is that my point of order is that at this point in time, We have no need for timekeepers as we have not established any time limits of any kind at this point.
Okay, well, that's kind of redundant. Nobody, we haven't added, we didn't put times on the agenda yet. So there was a special rule.
My point of order is that we have not voted on establishing time limits, which is what the National Board said we could do. We have not done that.
Well, just to respond to your point of order, Ted, the Governance Committee approved the motion to take to the PNB for the special rule. So I would think that your point, although well taken, it's not in order. Eileen, you have a point of order?
Yeah, this point is two items down the agenda, so I don't know why we're discussing it now.
Right. Thank you. Okay, so agenda approval. Now we go to the agenda approval. There's four items on the agenda. They're below items for discussion. If you are not familiar, this is a continuation meeting. So we have number 7, the 4 bylaws amendments. Number 8, motion referred by the Strategic Planning Committee on Affiliates. Number 9, LSB Standing Committee's reports from LSB reps in regards to Article 7 of the bylaws to see if LSBs have standing committees. And then a review, I believe this is Eileen's item. We want to put a committee to review the Pacifico bylaws. Is that right, Eileen?
I wouldn't say it was my point. It's part of our job is to review the bylaws. So we should get started.
Okay. So what do you want? You want a committee? A subcommittee?
I don't know. Other people should weigh in on it. I thought some people kind of started one last week, but I don't know.
Okay. People will weigh in once we get to that item. Okay. So,
I have a question.
Agenda approval. Yes, Ted.
I went to and am now looking at the agenda as was referenced for the 27th, and I don't see four items under the first item that's on the agenda, which is bylaw amendments. Can you please help me see where those four bylaw amendments are in our May 27th agenda?
Today is June 17th.
Okay, so these are bylaws that I send out as an email. So you might want to check your email on Wednesday, the 27th of May.
Carol for the back.
Who's that?
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
It's my understanding that the agenda was amended last time to deal with those things. So it was in the amended agenda, and it may not have been in the original agenda, and I'm not sure if it was how the notes were done. I know, Ted, you don't like minutes for these meetings, but it's helpful actually to have notes about the amended agenda. To have minutes, but so I think it was in there. I mean, it was we amended the agenda last time.
Right.
Then Mr. Chair,
that's why we're here tonight. Who wants to be recognized?
Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
Looking at tonight's agenda, and it says items for discussion. Please refer to A27 agenda for more detail on each of these. Number 7, 4 bylaws amendments.
Yes, which mm-hmm.
That would be the amended agenda.
I mean,
then this is very, for somebody who's not on the committee.
please
for
don't
someone
jump,
who's not on this committee, this is very misleading, and I shouldn't have to go searching. I would like to have someone send those to me now, and I would like to see them. I would like the transparency of people who are not on this committee to be able to see them without having to go searching for something that's said to be there when they're not there.
I mean to the
okay, Pat. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, a few things. First of all, we don't have a secretary for this committee because nobody has volunteered. Ted, you were at the entire meeting last time. We discussed four bylaws amendments, one to shorten the amendment process. The second one was to modify Pacifica Foundation name. The third was to modify amendment petition threshold. And the fourth was to codify financial responsibility for bylaws amendments. You were here. So presumably you would have taken notes or...
Eileen, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that's what was there. I'm sorry if, we don't have a secretary right now. But we had a very long discussion on all four. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. Can you forward that to the committee so everybody could
that's
have it?
Kind of
if that's okay with you?
My own notes.
You do mine?
No, it's just it's my own notes. I'll pick out parts of it. Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So Ted's point is correct. I don't have the revised agenda because I don't have a secretary. And I'm struggling. Who's that? So I'm struggling with that. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to go back to the agenda, tonight's agenda, and deal with, to the consternation of some, deal with setting time limits. This way Nancy could be guided in regards to diet. Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Carol.
Are you wanting time limits on both the sections or and also people length of speaking?
Yes.
So I would make a motion.
That was the special rule. Go ahead.
I would make a motion that we take 15 minutes for each topic, and 2 minutes. A minute, 90 seconds for each person to speak.
Okay.
90 seconds.
Is there a second? Did you second it?
I'll second that, sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there any discussion on that?
This isn't for
the... Ted for the stack.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
I would just recommend that maybe the time for each item be a little longer and the time for each person to speak be less. And a lot of meetings that I've been having lately, 1 minute per person works out plenty. It's plenty of time. But I will vote for what Carol suggested if she doesn't want to amend it.
I'm okay amending it to Susan's suggestion.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe 20 minutes and 1 minute each, because there's a lot of people on the committee. If everybody wants to speak, then it will take up that much.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I'll take two pros and two cons.
This is Ted.
Okay, Ted, you're in opposition?
I wanted to point out that somebody seconded this motion. Motions in committees don't require seconds. And,
thank you so much.
And I'm just going to abstain from this, but I want people to notice how much time we spend extending time because we've come up with this approach, which I am very much opposed to.
Okay, thank you, Ted. All right, so are there anybody want to speak for the motion? Okay, are there any objections?
Yeah, William, with a question, point of request for information.
Point of information? Go ahead, William. What's your question?
I'm not sure what the motion is. Could you reread the motion?
Carol, can you restate the motion, please?
Well, the motion as amended is that we take 20 minutes for each item on the agenda and 1 minute for each person to speak on each item, on items if they choose to. So the length of speaking of members of the committee is 1 minute and 20 minutes per item.
Okay, William, can I have a follow-up?
Go ahead, William.
Is that for this meeting tonight?
We pass a special rule on the PMB to set limits. So that will be the only thing we didn't set that we left up to the committee, setting times. So that's
that
what we're dealing with now.
Carol, for the staff.
From here until amended in some time in the future?
Yeah.
You could always move to amend.
Just the understanding would be that, I think that's a good idea. Then we don't have to vote on this every time. We just kind of keep it like this. And then if we need to make a change, we could change when we do the agenda.
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Yeah. Go ahead, Nancy. What's your
Carol write her compose her motion and send it to the committee so we have the secretary, whoever is going to do it, can just pick it up and not have to go back to the audio.
Susan, do you want to write it since you amended it?
Susan, are you okay with that?
I'm sorry, I had myself on mute. I'm fine with that. I will do that right now.
Yeah. And to address the question about that, it would be for this and future meetings.
Okay.
Lawrence. Yeah, Ted. You want the floor?
Yeah. I appreciate the fact that Eileen has sent over these bylaws amendments. And I am wondering if on the one from Lydia regarding the bylaws amendment process, if the time limit will include the reading of the rationale, which I hope we will do because I can't read it and listen to this meeting at the same time. Also, the other, there's five, I guess. There's one shortening the amendment process, changing the name, modifying the petition, and dealing with financial responsibility. But the substance of the amendments is not there. All it does is give titles. So I don't know how – are we going to hear the substance of these things, and will that be –
Point of information. I think it's out of order. We're in the middle of a vote.
Vote on the motion? So I'm going to say that you're not within order right now because what's on the floor is a motion to set times. So I'm going to go.
I want to know whether or not the amount of time in reading what is in the document is going to be part of that time.
The committee has made a motion to set time, and there's a motion on the floor right now to set time for 20 minutes for the items and 1 minute for speakers. That's the motion that's on the floor. And I would believe, you know, even if I have to read it myself, I would believe that it's within order to read the preamble. That's what you're saying, right? The preamble of the motion?
The rationale from Lydia, for instance.
Okay, I call it a preamble. You call it rationale. That's fine. So what's on the floor right now is a motion amended, motion made by Carol Woofley, amended by Susan DeSilva, for speakers to speak for 1 minute, and this will come a rule for this committee. Okay? All right, are there any objections?
Yeah, William.
Hey, William, you object?
I have an amendment.
Do you have an amendment?
Is that
okay.
In order now or not?
It's in order now because we did not vote yet.
Okay, I move to amend each person to 2 minutes. I mean, I try to speak quickly, but some people are just barely warming up at 1 minute. So I move to
okay.
make that 2 minutes.
Okay. Is there any discussion? I believe amendments are not debatable, right, Ted? Am I wrong?
They are
debatable? Okay. Right.
The person who made the motion can accept the amendment or not.
Is that for the floor?
No. The amendment, if it's seconded, belongs to the body. But we don't have to second things in committee. So it belongs to the body now. It's not up to the person that made the motion to control that motion at this point. It belongs to the body. Okay, so is there any discussion on the amendment?
Yeah, I am opposed to that amendment. I would be willing to go back if Susan wants to 90 seconds or depending on what, or if Susan wants to hold with, would you accept that, Susan, as a friendly amendment?
What's on the floor is an amendment by William, and it sounds like you want to
I don't want 2 minutes. I don't want 2 minutes.
Okay, so you want
to
you want 90 seconds.
Motion. I think it's up to the person who made the motion to say if they accept the amendment, isn't it, Ted?
No.
I can't hear you. Whoever's speaking can't be heard by me, William.
Okay. Please try to stay within order. Don't jump and just speak out of turn. Ted, there's a question that Susan DeSilva has. Once a motion is made in the committee, does it belong to the committee or the person that made the motion?
I will read you from about 10 lines from Robert's Rules, the current edition. Friendly amendment. The term friendly amendment is often used to describe an amendment offered by someone who is in sympathy with the purposes of the main motion in the belief that the amendment will either improve the statement or effect of the main motion, presumably to the satisfaction of its maker, or will increase the chances of the main motion's adoption. Regardless of whether or not the maker of the main motion accepts the amendment, it must be open to debate and voted on formally unless adopted by unanimous consent and is handled under the same rules as amendments generally.
Thank you very much.
Essentially, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment.
Okay, can I ask whoever it was who made, was it Michael who made
William.
The
William Hairwagon. William Hairwagon.
Okay, William.
From WBAI. Yeah, sure.
Would you be okay with going back to 90 seconds?
This is William. No, this is not a negotiation. We vote. You want to make an amendment to 90 seconds? That's what you do.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not well taken by William, who submitted the amendment. So, Will, is there any discussion about William's amendment? Okay, hearing no discussion, are there any objections to William's amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Is that you, Susan?
Yes.
You object? Okay.
Yes, I object. Even if it's really long, if everyone wants to speak for 2 minutes, it's going to take, we're always going to go over time.
Right. Last time we stayed on very late. Go ahead, Carol.
So I would go back to 1 minute then hearing. I did in good faith try to make a compromise, but I'm going to go back to 1 minute in terms of the vote.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, who's that? Nancy? Hold on, Nancy. I have another question for Ted. Ted, can she withdraw the amendment submitted by Susan? Susan amended it to 1 minute. Oh, no. Okay, so it's with an order. All right, so is there any debate on it's still an amendment by Susan, Carol. She amended it for 1 minute.
Yeah. So we vote on Ted, okay. And then we vote on the original, then we vote on Susan's.
Williams.
Right.
We vote on Williams first,
And then we go to the original motion. Correct.
To Susan's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any debate on this? Okay, hearing none, I'll go to a vote. Is there any objections?
Yes.
No objections?
Yes, I object.
Yes.
Okay.
To make it
I'm going to go to a vote. Go ahead. What was that? What was the question? We're going to a vote. Michael Adler.
Are we clear, Lawrence, on what we're voting on? We're voting on the 2 minutes, right, for the person to speak.
Right. We're voting on the 2 minutes first.
Okay.
And then if that prevails, then we don't have to vote on the original motion because it was amended.
Can I say one more thing before we vote on the amendment?
Sure, Ted.
I just want to point out what a clusterfuck this is going to be because of the fact that if we go to 2 minutes and we keep the time limits, it means that only a few people will be able to speak. Whereas if we go to 1 minute, then we can speak, but only.
Ted, you're out of order. We're about to take a vote, Ted. When I asked for any discussion or anybody against, you didn't pipe up. And now that's out of order because we're in the middle of a vote. And you're debating the motion.
Mr. Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
James, we're about to go to a vote.
I understand. I need a clarification on what we're voting on.
Okay, go ahead, James.
I just want to know, William's motion is for 2 minutes. If that goes down, is there a motion now for a minute and a half, or is it a motion, does it go straight
for
2 minutes to 1 minute?
It's a motion that Susan DeSilva amended, that Carol made, for 1 minute.
So first it's 2 minutes, then it's 1 minute.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. We're closing. Okay, we're gonna vote. Because if not, we'll be here all night. I'm sorry. Michael Adler, KPFK. Susan DeSilva, KPFA.
I vote no.
Okay. William Hairwagon, WBAI.
Yes.
William Hairwagon, how do you vote, sir?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Eileen Rosen, WPFW, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes? Okay. James Sagerton, WBAI, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Nancy Sabea Navatomi, and if I'm not pronouncing it right, Nancy, I apologize.
That's fine. Yes. Yeah, Nancy votes yes.
Nancy votes yes. Akio Tanaka was excused. He's absent. Elizabeth Van Guten, how did you vote? From KPFK.
I abstained.
All right, Elizabeth. Okay. Ted Weisskopf, KPFT, how do you vote?
Yes.
You vote yes, okay. Michael D.D. White, WBAI, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Lewis Wolf, WPFW, how do you vote? I think Lewis is not on the vote. Okay. Carol Wolfley, KPFA, how do you vote?
I vote no.
No? Okay, there's two no's, one abstention, and seven voting in the affirmative. So motion passes, and so that's the time limit for speakers. It's 2 minutes. Yeah?
So the chair voted yes. Is that right? You were the
I didn't vote. I'm sorry. I didn't vote. I'm abstaining. Okay. Right, I didn't vote. Thank you for catching that, Nancy.
Yeah.
What do you have, Nancy?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yeses. Michael White, Ted Weisskopf, Nancy Sauber, and Antonio, James Sagerton, Eileen Rosen, and William Heerwagon. That's 6 yes, and you did not vote.
Right, and so I'm both. I'm abstaining.
Okay. The two abstentions.
Okay.
Okay.
Two abstentions.
Susan, can I say something?
You want the floor, Susan? Hold on. Let me just affirm that this motion passed. So for the timekeeper, which is going to be me because nobody wants to do it, it's going to be 2 minutes for speakers. Go ahead, Susan. You have the floor.
I did send the amended motion before, so now it went to everyone, I believe, and so William can go ahead and send the new amended motion, and then I think we're done with timekeeping, right? He was just amending.
We have to set time for items, Susan.
Okay.
And, in Carol's motion...
That's included.
Right, that in Carol's motion, it was included. But Carol, since the amendment prevailed, your motion is not within order now. Your motion was defeated.
Just that portion. He just amended. So his amendment.
Oh, you're right. Thank you.
One.
Thank you. Good.
And then the rest of my motion, so you could ask if anybody objects to... The amended motion,
right.
Including
William. Good catch, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Good catch. Okay, so there was a part of the motion was for items to be set at 20 minutes. Is that correct, Susan? I mean, Carol?
Yes, it is moved that the agenda items will last 20 minutes each and that each person who speaks will have 2 minutes for each time they speak. These time limits will apply for future agendas unless amended. So that's what I think we're voting on now.
Okay. So for some reason I'm not able to edit the agenda. Can somebody edit the agenda and put 20 minutes on each item if this motion prevails. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yeah, William, I actually have another amendment.
Okay, William.
Okay.
State your amendment.
I would amend the 20 minutes per motion to be that the time limits are set at the draft agenda and then, if need be, discussed and approved at the meeting for the final agenda, approved agenda. Because every minute is going to take 20 minutes. Some will be 5 minutes, some will be 40 minutes.
Right.
20 minutes,
so,
not too efficient.
Okay. I hear that. So that sounds, do you think that's a different individual motion and not an amendment? Because you're setting... Yeah, you're setting the opportunity to set time limits on the draft agenda. This is the agenda for the meeting, which has been approved, and we're setting times for the items. Do you think that's a separate motion?
Well, it sounds to me like what you're saying is we're doing it for the agenda for tonight. When I asked that question earlier, it was that, no, this motion applies forever until amended at some future date. So I'm getting a little bit lost here.
It can be amended in this meeting.
Right. But we're talking about setting, this motion is setting procedures for the future until change.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, I also have a concern about saying the items will last 20 minutes each because we can't really, know that things will last 20 minutes each. So what I would say is that how about if the chair sets the time, estimated times for the agenda, and we vote on that.
Okay. So
when we vote on
this,
the
is
agenda.
What I would suggest. Thank you for empowering me, Susan. I appreciate that. So let me suggest that we go item by item and set times for them. This way I don't have to be responsible for doing that. I could suggest times. I think the bylaw amendments are going to take at least 20 minutes and maybe a time extension. The motion on the affiliates, I like to assign 15 minutes to that. The reports from the LSVs in regards to Article 7 of the bylaws, I think that would take 10 minutes. And review of the Pacifica bylaws, I believe what's going to come out of that, hopefully, is a subcommittee to review the bylaws. So is that good? So I would say that should be another 10 minutes. So that's what I have right now.
Carol for the stack.
Yeah, Carol. Go ahead.
William.
I'm writing up an amended motion to everything that we've talked about, and I'll read it. It is moved that time limits be set at each meeting and that each person who speaks will have 2 minutes for each time they speak. These time limits will apply for future agendas. This will apply for future agendas. So that's just to get us so we have an agreed upon motion.
Okay, could submit that motion?
Yeah,
because we're on items right now. Yeah, we're on items right now. So what we're trying to do is set time limits for items, not individuals.
I thought we hadn't ever finished our motions. We had never finished the motion that we.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, we did vote on it.
We voted on,
William's amendment.
William
right,
made a new amendment. So I was just trying to submit some wording so that we could vote on what William was proposing.
William, here, that wording was similar to what I said. So if you could just repeat the first sentence or two to make sure I understand it.
I just sent it, William, to the body if you want to look at it in writing. It is moved that time limits be set at each meeting and that each person who speaks will have 2 minutes for each time they speak. This will apply for future agendas unless amended.
Okay. I would think that that's reasonable as long as everybody thinks that a chair or a secretary who's ever creating the draft agenda is the one that can do that. We don't have to do all that at the meeting. We can approve or disapprove at the meeting. So I would like to see that as the word draft agenda in there somewhere.
Is it that time limits be set
at the draft agenda? In the draft agenda. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Susan. Yeah. Carol.
Okay.
Thank you.
William, it's great if you are making amendments that you write them up yourself and send them to us.
Yeah, can you do that, William?
Well, I'm driving today, but normally I would be able to.
Okay, I'll do it. It is moved that time limits be set in draft agendas.
By the chair.
Chair.
I'm just helping with.
Do you want that? I don't know if we need that. It could be whoever. It could be the secretary who does the agenda. It is moved that time limits be set in draft agendas at each meeting and that each person who speaks will have 2 minutes for each time they speak. This will apply to future agendas unless amended.
Right. And what's going to carry over in regards to that is this present time limits that we set today.
Yes.
That's what's going to be carry over to that draft agenda. Then if we want to amend it when we get to the when we have the committee meeting, then we can do that. Okay? All right, so are there any objections to that? Go ahead, Ted.
Recognized. This isn't a matter of object or a support. This is an observation. And that is that whether it's the secretary or the chair or either or a combination of the two, it needs to say who's got the authority to do this. And while I have the floor, I want to point out something that's hopefully going to save us a bunch of time. And that is when we vote, we're in uncharted territory, and while every one of our votes has to be a roll call vote, the result does not have to be posted with each person's vote. All that has to be done is for the standard approach to be in place, and that is something either passed or it failed. And that's what's important. And we don't have to be who did what and so on and so forth over and over and over again, unless somebody gets permission of the body by a majority vote to have a recorded vote. I hope that helps.
Okay. It does help. Thank you.
Eileen, to the spec.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Did I understand that Ted just said every vote has to be a roll call vote? I think usually we ask if there are any objections, and if there are none, we have it as passed by acclamation.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. Good point. Point well taken. Okay, so what I have now, are there any objections to the motion? Can we have unanimous consent? Okay, I hear no objections. Motion passes with the...
what is being
yes?
put in, Nancy?
You know, we've been on this one particular item for an hour and 10 minutes.
So the part that Carol sent us, we're going to put set by the committee?
By the committee.
Chair.
Right, the chair, because the chair doesn't have a secretary. What I'm saying is the time limits that we set tonight for the items, that would be part of the draft agenda. And if there's need to amend it, then at our next meeting, at our regular meeting, then you could do that. Does that make sense?
Okay. So by the chair, it gets put into what Carol sent us between set and in. By the chair draft agenda. Okay.
Okay. So, again, can we move to unanimous consent? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. So next thing is, so we did the housekeeping. That's what we did. The report and the opinion for the parliamentarian on the motion that came out of governance in regards to a special rule. That was number 6. So I believe that's what we dealt with ad nauseum tonight. I'm going to go to the bylaws, number 7, the 4 bylaws amendments. I believe we passed the 5th one, right? Wasn't that the one that had to do with the Board of Equalization in California? In regards to the back taxes,
I think there are only four bylaws amendments listed on Pacifica.org. At least that's when I last looked. And two of those actually have to do with getting right with the Board of Equalization, I believe.
Right. That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. William, for a second.
Okay. Go ahead, William. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. I can't, whenever, whoever that is speaking just now, I can't hear them talking. They need to do something with their volume somehow.
Okay. Carol.
Sorry, Carol.
Susan, that's Susan De Silva from KPFA. So, Susan, if you could pipe up a little bit.
I'll talk closer to my phone. Sorry.
That's okay.
What?
Thank you so much.
I would like to be on the stack to just say something about this.
Go ahead, Susan.
I can't hear her either.
Susan, you are totally... Can't... Yeah.
Okay, well...
Something's got to change.
I'm on my cell
phone. Okay, you're better there.
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to call in on my landline then instead. So,
well, I can hear you now.
Not well, Lauren.
Try the landline.
Okay.
Well, let's come in.
So is there any discussion on the bylaws? Ted, you have the floor. Go ahead. I'm looking for it, Ted, so I can read it.
Okay, I am looking at what Eileen Rosen sent about 30 minutes ago. I much appreciate and hope we will discuss the one that has the bold face from Lydia, and then it says title, proposed bylaws amendment to shorten the bylaws amendment process. I would like someone to read that aloud, and then we can discuss it. For the other four, there is not that kind of information, and I am totally unprepared to vote intelligently on the other four, and I would hope that we would refer this to a committee and some substance be provided to us if we're on that subcommittee.
Hold on, please. Don't jump the stack. Wait till the person's finished speaking, please. Go ahead, Ted. Ted, you're inaudible.
I'm done.
Okay.
I was away. This is Susan, but I'd like to be on the stack. But I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Go ahead, Susan.
I didn't hear everything that you said.
I asked for the stack before that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you did? Before Susan? Go ahead,
Ali. Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
The bylaws, these four bylaws are on the Pacifica.org homepage. You have to scroll down a little bit. And we went through them all last week. But you can find them there, Ted. You can read what they say.
Okay, can we take one at a time? And then if we have to, we could have somebody read them, if somebody volunteers to read them from the Pacific.org website. But I think what Ted's question was in regards to the proposed bylaw amendment to shorten the bylaws amendment process. Ted, is that what you wanted us to read the rationale? Is that correct? Who wants to volunteer to read the rationale?
Ted. Okay.
I can do that if you like.
Yeah, thank you, Eileen. Thank you so much for stepping up.
Just because I have it right here.
Lawrence? Nancy with a question?
Go ahead, Nancy. What's your question?
Yeah, I want to time the 20 minutes. Is that okay? I mean,
yeah, I think that's what you volunteered to do. Right.
Okay. So I started when Eileen first spoke. Okay, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead, Eileen.
Okay. Rationale. The Board of Equalization is now requiring Pacifica to make a minor amendment to Pacifica's Articles of Incorporation in order to complete the KPFA property tax exemption process, without which the KPFA station property is at risk. Since penalties continue to be imposed while the matter is resolved, time is of the essence. This amendment allows for a majority vote of all directors on the PNB to approve a requisite amendment to comply with federal, state statute, or regulation. However, it also allows for LSBs to also vote on said amendments absent time constraints. In addition, the bylaws amendment process has long been thought by many to be too lengthy. This amendment also eliminates the two ballot minimum per calendar year, reduces the 45 days to 30 days that the amendments are to be held before their earliest voting dates by the PNB and delegates. And it also reduces the station's announcements from 45 to 30 days and no longer stipulates that the LSB's vote, follows the PNB vote, since both are required. Either may vote first, further facilitating the meeting scheduling of both. And finally, the reporting of the results is reduced from 15 to 7 days. Point 3, although I didn't see 1 and 2 in this document, the expenses of all aspects of any amendment initiated shall be borne by, I think this was for a different amendment, I'm sorry.
This it is.
Yeah,
I was
think
about
so
to read. Yeah, I'll stop there.
Okay, Susan,
okay.
To the SPAC.
Go ahead, Susan. You have the floor. Anyone else to the SPAC? All right, Susan.
Okay, then, so there's four amendments. This one doesn't take away any member rights, and it's important because we got to get right with Alameda County and the state of California. So this one and the next one, which is a very simple amendment to change the name so that our name is consistent and different legal entities, I think we don't even really need to discuss. I think we can just say they're okay with it's okay with us, it's necessary, and it should just go forward. And I would really like to get to discussing the next two amendments since we only have 20 minutes for this item.
Okay, thank you. Is there any further discussion on this amendment? Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, in the second paragraph of the rationale, there should be a little apostrophe after LSB's vote. So it should have been a possessive apostrophe there after S.
Got it.
LSB.
Yeah.
And then
okay,
I can't.
Okay, what's your question, please?
Yes. So Susan was saying that the the expenses of all aspects, that she's all right with that one, right? Is that what she was saying? She said this, and I couldn't figure what this was that she was all right with. The rationale or the next one, the expenses of all aspects of any amendment initiated shall be borne by the Pacifica Foundation.
That's a different thing. That's a different amendment.
That's a different thing. Yeah. I believe that, Susan, I believe we haven't talked about that one yet, Nancy. I believe Susan was okay with the motion, this particular bylaws amendment. Is that right, Susan?
I believe so.
The first and second.
I haven't seen – I'm not really concerned about it that much. I don't think it has – when I read the actual amendment, I do not believe it had anything about the costs, allocating costs.
Correct.
Or anything like that. It's about making the – amendment process a little bit simpler so that they can get through this other amendment About the name change. I think that was the rationale for it, although I may be wrong. If somebody knows something different, they should bring it
forward. I believe this is to add to the Articles of Incorporation the amendment. It also deals with the Board of Equalization, I believe. Go ahead, Carol. You have the floor.
Did you ask
Eileen?
I didn't put it in those words. I said, may I speak? Sorry.
No, I differed.
I'll just straighten it out. What Susan says about the first and second dialogue that we're looking at is correct. Oh, I thought you recognized me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to recognize you right now. But I want to encourage members. Hold on, Eileen. I want to encourage members to ask for the stack if they want to speak. Don't speak out because that throws me off. Okay? Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think we've been through this. We spent a lot of time on it the last meeting, and I thought we got a little more clear. These are basically administrative items, the first and second bylaws that we're looking at here. As Susan pointed out, the first one simply simplifies the process a little bit. It shortens it. It doesn't change anything else. It just shortens the times. And the second one is that we have to change our name in the Articles of Incorporation because we've got different names for the foundation in different places, and that's made California not always be able to find us and charge us the right amounts for taxes and things. So I would say let us dispense with these first two and just say they're fine, you know, as presented. That would be my recommendation, and we can move on to the other two. Thank you.
Carol, for this deck.
And
In support of what Eileen and Susan just said, I would just put it in as a motion that the Pacifica Governance Committee supports the first those two motions and to put in the wording of what they are, just the titles of them, that we support those first two motions.
Okay. Ted?
There is one word in the last sentence of the first paragraph that throws me. I'm going to vote for this thing, but I think it's very confusing when it says, however, it also allows. That word allows is what confuses me. Does it allow or does it require LSBs to also vote on said amendments absent time constraints? I presume it doesn't mean that it's up in the air, but that it requires, and I would like clarification on that word, either allows or requires.
Let me just respond to Ted real quick. Ted, I believe you could insert that. You could strike allows and insert require if you like.
Well, we should say that we think it should be amended if that's the case. I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of turn.
No, go ahead. Ted, are you okay with what I just proposed? And we go striking allows and putting it also requires for the LSPs to also vote on said amendments absent time constraints.
I'm not sure because I don't know whether it does require. I would like to know that what we're saying is what is necessary. My preference is that the national board be able to deal with this without it going to the LSBs at all. I don't know what is involved in that allows versus requires.
Carol, for the stack.
Hold on, Carol.
Susan, Carol, and then Carol, then William.
Carol, I have
you?
Something to say.
Okay. Carol?
Yeah. I don't think it's appropriate to say requires, because an LSD may decide or may be incapable, given a timeline, to render a decision on a bylaws. So it gives them the option, but you know, there's been LSDs that didn't meet for a year. So, you know, then it would have the potential of throwing off the whole bylaws amendment if you put in the word requires.
Right. I happen to think that that's in order. I suggest that somebody move to just allow it to remain the same, or that we vote on this amendment as it was read. Are there any objections? Okay.
William, with a comment.
Oh, go ahead, William.
There's nothing to vote on in terms of these actual amendments. They've been long noticed, and I think the notice period is over at the end of the week, so we can't make any changes to it. So in the future, the PNB is going to, and then probably the LSBs are going to vote yes or no on the amendments.
Okay, hold on, Susan. Because we just ratified this bylaws amendment, William. There was no objection. So I understand your point that it's not amendable, and there's nothing we can amend at this point. So I say that we should move on, unless, Susan, you want to add something different?
No, I just want to say to William, I think that was William speaking, that as the governance committee, it's our duty to look at amendments that are to the bylaws that are coming forward, and to make a recommendation to the PNB, because the PNB is going to be voting on them. We're not trying to change them. If we thought that it needed a change, I think it would be appropriate for us to say so. But mostly, I think we're just saying that we would like to recommend that they vote for it or they vote against it.
Okay. I think that's within order. Going to report this back to the PNB, stating that we support the amendment, right?
Yep, right.
Okay.
Ted, for the sound.
Who's that, Ted?
Go ahead. Yeah.
There was no objection, Ted, before. So I think Carol just made a comment.
Well,
if
I'd like
have something
to comment.
Add, go ahead.
Yeah. I think what I recall in terms of the amendment process is that it has to pass by three of the five LSBs, and so I don't understand what this allows for, and if an LSB doesn't meet for a year, I don't know how that impacts everything. I think by us sending this to the PNB, we're doing both us and them, especially them, a disservice unless we have clarification on that last sentence and how this matter ends up getting approved or not approved in its final analysis. I think the 3 of 5 rule was.
No, the 3 of 5 rule is correct. And I believe now all LSPs are meeting. I don't believe that. I think I'm not going to say because I really don't know which LSP didn't meet for a year. I believe all LSPs are meeting at this point. Yeah, your point is well taken that it is 3 out of 5 LSPs that have to vote in the affirmative. You could strike that word and add a different word if you want. So we could submit the motion to the PNB with an amendment. I mean,
yeah,
not an amendment, just striking the word and putting inserting another word.
Yeah, I will do that. It is an amendment. It is an amendment includes the striking and inserting. and I would like to change allows to requires.
Okay. So
Eileen,
we have to hold on that.
Nancy, I'm
stuck.
Okay, Eileen, Nancy, anyone else?
Yeah, I was. I'm looking at the bylaws, the actual changes in the actual bylaw that can be found on the Pacifica.org homepage. It's in there. It shows the original. It shows the changes and the final version. And I'm having trouble absorbing it while trying to listen at the same time. But I would not make that change without having looked at this. You know, Lydia wrote it that way for a reason, I'm sure. So we could make our recommendation for the PNB to consider whether allows or requires is more appropriate. I think if we say we approve of it with that one little piece of advice, then we could just move on.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. So I believe that your vote could reflect your thinking on this. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes, I actually have a question. This is, I hope Ted's listening. This is done for the urgency of not losing the KPFA station property, right? And that's why probably it says allows LSBs also to vote absent time constraints. And that means if we don't have time, then the PNB could decide without the LSBs, right? Question. It's mainly because of the property, right?
Who's that question for? I believe that question should be answered by Ted. Ted, can you respond to that question?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. Partly because I did the same thing that I think it was Eileen was doing. I'm trying to look at the next amendment, but I think it's wise to bring this to Lydia's attention and let her, with our input, clarify this prior to it going to the national board and let them, our recommendation is that she clarify this before it goes to the national board, and then they can deal with it as they see fit.
Okay, let's vote on Ted's motion to tell Lydia that she might want to change that word.
Okay. I think we could either email Lydia, because I don't think we need to vote on that. We could email Lydia with the suggestion or what she would suggest. I don't think we need to vote on that. If you want to take a vote on
I'm against it. I think
you're
it should stay as it is. I don't think this committee should try to change the wording on it.
Yeah, William.
Hold on, William. He's not changing it, Susan. He's just suggesting that we talk to Lydia in regards to that particular word.
Yeah,
go ahead, William. You have the floor. You still against it? That's fine.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Lydia. William.
Yeah, I'm going to try to say this again, that the proposed language cannot be changed, things we're reading from Pacifica.org or wherever. The PNB and the LSBs must vote on exactly what's been proposed or been noticed, actually. I said something like that before. We can't make any changes. Lydia can't make any changes. You'd have to start the whole process over again. So we're going down a dead-end street.